Scarlet Ibis by Jill Lewis, read by Pippa Bennett-Warner. Chapter 1. Be careful, Red, I say. He looks at me, his eyes wide, his red hair lit up by the setting sun. I stare at the space between us. I can see crocodiles. Caimans, he says. We're not in Africa. Okay, caimans, I say. Red watches them. He sees them moving beneath the water, their bodies leaving ripples and trails of bubbles on the surface. Come on, I say. There'll be no time for a story. Red's hands clench and unclench in small fists. He's working it out, planning every move in his mind. He has to take 5 steps across the lagoon of green carpet, only letting the soles of his feet touch the brown, threadbare patches before he reaches safety. I keep my fingers crossed he gets it right first time. If he gets it wrong, he'll make himself start all the way back in the bathroom with brushing his teeth again. Last night, we had to go through it all 3 times. I sit on the beanbag next to his bed and pull the covers back. His fleece blanket is patterned with peacock feathers. Red takes 5 steps and leaps into bed. He turns to his left and then his right and presses his hands together beneath his cheek. I pull his blanket up around him, so all I can see is his hair on the pillow and his eyes peeping out. So, which story is it tonight? I say. Caroni Swamp, he says. I smile, because there is only ever one story. I dim his side lamp and begin. Someday, I say, we'll find ourselves an aeroplane and fly up into the big blue sky. We'll be like birds.